Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, brought to you by GoPSURV.com, celebrating the return of the fans for the first game. Mark at GoPSURV.com. He's holding a raffle for the free RV for that game. And all you got to do, it's only for Keystone Kickoff fans, because you got to have the app. Simple, download Keystone Sports. There's a button there for the free RV weekend against Ball State, the first home game of the season. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, for two full segments, we talked about commitments the past weekend to Penn State's program. Now we're going to just look ahead a little bit at some of the potential commitments coming up. And right away, in fact, some folks may not even get to this show before the next big commitment falls, and that is Nick Singleton, the running back from Reading, who we've been talking about him for months and months, Dustin. He seemed to be trending Notre Dame's way for a while. Then all of a sudden that turned around. It seems now everything is trending Penn State's way. He would be such a huge get for this team right now and keep the momentum going.
A huge get for a number of reasons. Obviously, you have a national caliber athlete in your backyard. The importance of keeping that player home has been discussed on this program and everywhere else for at least several years because of Penn State's inability in some of these cases to do that. It looked like that's what was going to happen once again with Nicholas Singleton, and it looks like we were going to have the same conversation about not being able to pull this kid, not being able to keep him home. He went into the month of June with a clear open mind. He expressed that to me, expressed that to everybody, was taking his visits, was going to evaluate after that. And I think the way that the predictions and the vibe on his recruitment has shifted reflects how open-minded he really was. Steve Wilfong from 24/7 Sports, I think it was, and others, but reported that he was very close to committing to Notre Dame. Notre Dame looked like a strong, strong bet, almost inevitable to land Singleton. But Penn State made a big comeback after that point. And once again, just like Zane Durant, they overcame a gap with Miami to get a Florida kid, which was big. They overcame a gap with Notre Dame to get a kid from Eastern Pennsylvania. And Singleton would be huge for that reason. He would also be huge because they're looking to make this a two running back class, and getting your priority target at running back now to land one of those spots is going to put a little bit of pressure on the others. And I think the odds of landing your second priority target at running back, I think they increased a little bit because there's a little bit of pressure now to make a choice and make it. Do you want that spot or do you not want that spot? Penn State's got multiple targets for it. Their odds of getting a dynamic backfield duo in the 22 class go up significantly, obviously, with the addition, we think, of Nicholas Singleton.
And, Dustin, we have this tendency to turn this into a competition, and it is, between, say, Penn State and Notre Dame, and we talk in terms of Penn State winning the recruit. But what I believe we often miss is the flip side of this. Put ourselves in the position of the young man, the player himself, and his family. And you're given this opportunity, and I'll use Penn State and Notre Dame because that's who we're talking about here. You can't lose either way. They're both very good colleges. You can get a great education at both. You can't, as a Penn State fan, as much as you may not like Notre Dame, the football team, you can still look at Notre Dame, the institution, the school, and say, hey, that's a great school and a great opportunity for a kid. If my kid had that opportunity, I'd be thrilled for him. So when you look at this and you put yourself in the shoes of the player, what you have a situation of not one good opportunity, one bad one. What you have is two great opportunities, right?
Yeah, and that's why Singleton has called the entire process stressful. Because I think, I imagine if you're making a pros and cons list, especially when it comes to Penn State and Notre Dame side by side, that pros and cons list is going to be very similar. You know, it's similarly weighted. You know, you're going to have obviously some pros on, for one and cons on the other. But so what comes down to is just that gut feeling of where you feel the best, where you feel like your relationships are, where you feel like your connections are, where you most feel like home. And that's one thing that you can't really game plan for in the recruiting process. And I think ends up being the tiebreaker in this case, because as you mentioned, it's a similar opportunity. Notre Dame, Penn State, you're closer to home, further from whatever you're looking for in a school academically, unless it's some incredibly specific thing. You're going to be able to find whatever opportunity you want academically at either institution. Traditions, I think, are, you know, fairly similar. They're similar schools, you know. So I think Singleton in the end here just felt like in his gut Penn State was the choice. And we'll find out on Tuesday, I think 5 p.m. Tuesday. Maybe you're listening to this after that point. We'll find out Tuesday if Penn State was indeed the choice. But I think you got a good point there. These are great opportunities either way for the player, and is a tough choice to make.
It really is, and I've been one who's pushed for, you want to get those Pennsylvania kids. If he's an elite player and he's in Pennsylvania, it means something for the momentum of the recruiting. It also means something for the next guy that comes along, so there's extra meaning to it. With that said, though, Dustin, this next guy on our list, Danny Dennis-Sutton, he's from Maryland, so he's within the region. That's helpful. But he's a unique, special talent, I believe. If anything, I think he's the most important guy. Even as much as I want Penn State to get Nick Singleton, I think getting Danny Dennis-Sutton is even more important.
Yeah, I would say he's probably the most important target on either side of the ball, and that is obviously before this rush of commitments, too, most important. From McDonough School, they've had some success. P.J. Mustafer, Curtis Jacobs from that program. Rivals has him as a five-star, I think number 11 player in the country the last time I looked. So they're very, very high on him. 6'5", 250. You know, we've had the conversation about Tyrius Fearbury, about growing into maybe being 6'5", 250. We've had the conversation about Caleb Artis being 6'4", 290 and being kind of locked in where he was from a position standpoint. Xander Ant, 6'1", 250. This is a guy who is an incredible option no matter which way you might go with him. Could he be 6'5 and 265 and be a Yetur Gross-Matos-like player that is winning matchups one-on-one with strength, speed, who could move inside once in a while? Could he be 6'5, 285, 290 and move inside more often? You know, this is a kid who's going to be a great player, it looks like, no matter what you do with him, but you have some good options. Alabama and Georgia are real players here. It looks like Georgia maybe is ahead of Alabama, so we have more of a Penn State-Georgia type battle on our hands here. I don't know what the latest is. You know, July 22nd, I believe, is his commitment date. Huge one to watch. The timing is nice for Penn State because they're going to take momentum into these final days before his commitment comes, and that cannot possibly hurt. So you think that Penn State might be able to keep the ball rolling. They've got a really strong connection with him. But Georgia is an imposing opponent in a battle like this, and I'm not quite sure where it's going to go yet.
We do know how important it would be, how great it would be for Penn State's class to get these two guys. I also want to point out, Dustin, we could look at the overall rankings now for recruiting, and Penn State's in the top five. I think the latest I saw was they were ranked third. But what you got to understand with those rankings, a lot of it is quantity of players. Yes. Also, if you look at the average rating of the Penn State players, they're more like eighth or ninth, something to that effect. And one more thing I want to point out, both Singleton and Dennis-Sutton are top 100 players. None of the other Penn State recruits are in that top 100 ranking. Ohio State's been recruiting like crazy, but just for comparison's sake, Ohio State has seven top 100 players.
I mean, it's incredible. They're all operating at a whole different level from quantity and quality. They've got such a big lead when it comes to having that number one class. Certainly nobody outside of an Alabama is going to catch them. LSU mathematically maybe, but you know, they've got 4 5-star guys in the 24/7 composite. It's worth saying Penn State is number 3 on that 24/7 list right now. Singleton commits on Tuesday. There's a strong chance that they overtake Notre Dame for that number 2 spot, but I just wouldn't get too cozy considering that LSU's got a significantly higher average player rating. Georgia, same deal. Alabama's at number 14. Oklahoma and Texas both have average player ratings that are higher. Texas A&M is down there. I mean, Clemson is in the 20s right now. USC's number 18 average player ratings higher. So you're looking at a Penn State class as we sit here today, certainly adding two big time guys like Singleton and Dennis Sutton would improve things. But you're looking at a class that at the end of the cycle feels more like a number 8, number 9 nationally class than it does number 2 or number 3 where they are now when all these chips starts to fall. But that, you know, what does that really matter in the grand scheme of things? This is a really good class. The guys that aren't really big-time national players, Penn State loves them, and they love them for a reason. So you kind of take that with a grain of salt. But I think it was important, you know, going into these commitments now to point out Penn State's probably not going to stay at number 2 or number 3.
Probably not. And I think, you know, a number 8 or 9 ranking when all is said and done and the dust settles – there's nothing wrong with that, Dustin. That's going to be a really, really, really good class. I caught myself from using the word elite because there's another connotation that goes with that. But I think you've got to go into this looking towards Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia. They are recruiting at such a pace that you're just not going to beat them out. But the other part to this is when you rank these guys and the recruiting classes, you have situations that it doesn't take into effect that Ohio State right now on their roster, they have like 3 players with freshman eligibility at quarterback who are all top 100 players, and they're given credit for all 3 of those guys. But guess what? Only one of them's going to play.
Right. And I think just to bottom line it for me is that you're not going to beat Ohio State and Alabama recruiting at that level. So I think Penn State has shifted and they're recruiting a little bit differently now. They're recruiting guys based on these attributes and they're trying to change the pace up to try and close the gap somehow because you're not going to beat those schools at what they do.
All right, that is it for quarter number 3. We have some more news, name, image, and likeness, and even a gun incident to talk about, Dustin. That's all in quarter number 4. Stay tuned. Fans are back and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
Hey y'all, it's Blake Shelton here, introducing y'all to the all-new American Brewed SmithWorks Hard Seltzer Lemonade. Made for days when schedules are empty and coolers are full, SmithWorks Hard Seltzer Lemonade is a perfect choice for celebrating good times. Available now in 4 Heartland-inspired flavors. Check out SmithWorksUSA.com for a store nearest you.
Premium malt beverage with natural flavors. 5% ABV. Copyright 2021 SmithWorks Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.